Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Ask, Seek, Knock.
So, thank you, Lynn, for reading our Old Testament. Just a word of warning, they are strong words. It's a time when Isaiah is speaking to the people of Israel, the north and the south of Israel, trying to get their attention to say it's still time to come back. But he had already been said by God that although he will be that prophet speaking the words of God, they will not turn away and disaster will come. So those are some of those descriptions, using words to maybe try to wake up the conscience of the people of his time. And so they're very strong words.
The Lord sent a word against Jacob, and it fell on Israel, and all the people knew it, Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria. But in pride and arrogance of heart, they said, "The bricks have fallen, but we will build with dressed stone. The sycamores have been cut down, but we will put cedars in their place." So the Lord raised adversaries against them and stirred up their enemies, the Arameans in the east and the Philistines in the west. They devoured Israel with open mouth. For all this, his anger has not turned away. His hand is stretched out still. The people did not turn to him who struck them or seek the Lord of hosts. So the Lord cut off from Israel head and tail, palm branch and reed in one day. Elders and dignitaries are the head, and prophets who teach lies are the tail. For those who led this people led them astray, and those who were led by them were left in confusion. That is why the Lord did not have pity on their young people or compassion on their orphans and widows. For everyone was godless and an evildoer, and every mouth spoke folly. For all this, his anger has not turned away. His hand is stretched out still. For wickedness burned like a fire, consuming briars and thorns. It kindled the thickets of the forest, and they swirled upwards in a column of smoke. Through the wrath of the Lord of hosts, the land was burned, and the people became like fuel for the fire. No one was spared. They gorged on the right, but still were hungry. They devoured on the left, but were still not satisfied. They devoured the flesh of their own kindred. Manasseh devoured Ephraim, and Ephraim Manasseh. And together they were against Judah. For all this, his anger has not turned away. His hand is stretched out still. Ah, you who make iniquitous decrees, who write oppressive statutes to turn away the needy from justice and to rob the poor of my people of their right, that widows may be your spoil and that you may make the orphans your prey. What will you do on the day of judgment in the calamity that will come from afar? To whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your wealth, so not as to crouch among the prisoners or fall among the slain? For all this, his anger has not turned away. His hand is stretched out still. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our New Testament is taken from the book, the Gospel of Matthew, and it's part of the Sermon on the Mount.
Judging others, do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way as you judge others, you will be judged. And with the same measures you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to the pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you into pieces. Ask, seek, and knock. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. So I'll be torn apart. The first reading is quite heavy, and I think just the key thoughts about the kind of situation. Maybe the key words that would describe that is when we have what we call, is it civil war? When our own country is at war, when we are in a place, when we fight each other and are unable to find a way forward. This is, in a sense, what happened in that day with Israel. Not only they were fighting enemies from outside, but they were fighting each other. And it's the whole structure of leadership that was corrupt and unable to turn back to God. It speaks of the leaders, the head, and the prophets, the tail, and anything in between. The whole body was sick. And the head were not leading people back, and the tail had that responsibility to hold the leadership into account, and nothing was working, and the people were led astray. In the other words, is when those when that happens, it brings confusion. People are confused. It says those who were led by them were left in confusion, and there is so much confusion, I believe, in our world today. So much can be said about our leadership and maybe those who need to hold them into account. Yesterday, we looked at safeguarding. What does it mean to care for the least and the last? That was one of the things they were not doing. They were not caring for the least and the last. They had written oppressive statutes. They were turning aside the needy from justice. They were robbing the poor, their own people, and spoiling the widows. They will make orphans their praise. Yesterday I shared in the church that I've been working many years with people seeking asylum in this country, and that each time I'll hear the news and the seemingly solutions to send people away from this country to Uganda, it just angers me because the language that is used. If you're very careful, the language is used is illegal immigrants, which is the wrong language to speak about someone seeking asylum in a country. If you flee your country, you have no time to ask for papers. There is no way you can have a visa to properly enter any country. You just have to go. So by definition, anyone seeking asylum, seeking protection, seeking safety anywhere will be illegal. So we need to challenge that as a church if we want to be people who are looking and caring for the least and the last. Those whose life are in danger and seeking protection, we shouldn't call them criminals and illegal immigrants. We should call them as they are, people seeking asylum, seeking safety. And if they're here for the wrong reason, well, we have a system that goes through a process. So let's learn ourselves, what does it mean for us, certainly as Christian in the church, to challenge injustice and to challenge when words are misused. In our New Testament, we hear about not judging and not measuring up other people. In a sense, with the kind of judgment or measure we use, we will be measured ourselves. And that's the whole purpose that Jesus said early in that Sermon on the Mount. He said, well, you've heard, do not kill. And you think you're right. You think you are quite good and righteous. But I say to you that if in your heart you're angry with someone and use your words, you are just the same. Everywhere when we put a certain measure, that measure will condemn us. Because we are all sinners. And we need to seek grace for us to grow and change. And when we've experienced God's grace and God's transformation, maybe by grace we can become instruments that can help, not by judging or measuring, but by sharing our story of how what God has done in our lives and how following his ways has freed us. At the same time, Jesus warns us to again be careful. Be careful where we invest our time and energy, our gifts and talents. At the beginning of this, I said it's so easy to be spread thin, to hear people saying, what about this and what about this? Can you help here? Do not give what is holy. It's not about to the dogs, but do not be distracted to what is your primary calling. What is God saying or what God has said? And of course, in life, things change. And God can sometimes open new opportunities. But I think it's always in light with our core calling or with our core skills and attitudes and abilities. So there is this great promise that whoever asks will be given. If we're not sure and search, we will find. If we need to knock at some doors, the right doors will be open. It's the promise that if you do, it will happen. Ask and it will be given. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will open. And if you're still in doubt, Jesus then says, for everyone, that means everybody who asks receives. Everyone who searches finds, and everyone who knocks the door will be open. And if you're still not sure, well, he continues, is there anyone among you who, if a child asks for bread or something, will you give something really bad like a stone? Or if your child asks for fish, will you give a snake? Now, this is a challenging. Jesus says, you are evil. No one is good. We are all sinners. Yet we want to give good gifts to our children. How much more God, who is only goodness, our Father, will give us good things to those who ask him. And then he finishes by, yesterday we said, what are the main commandments? And we've learned to love God with all our hearts, our mind, with all our strength, and with all our soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves, which is just one command. It's not two. We can't love God with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our minds, and with all our strength without truly loving all those who we meet day by day, whether we find them easy to love, whether we find them difficult, or even our enemies, those who might dislike us, we are called to love and care. And this is another one that Jesus says, summarize the law and the prophet. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. This is about having the attitudes that whatever I choose to do, which will impact someone else, how will that person feel? That sometimes need to think about, well, who am I responsible to? And if I start doing things on my own steam, how will that affect those I am accountable to? But at the same time, we might be people leading others, and how my decision will affect them. So we need to think about those who are leading us and how our decision affects them, but also who we might be leading and how our decision affects them. That is true in family places, in our community, in our neighborhood, or in the life of work, or in our church. So what does it mean for me, and What does it mean for you to, in everything you do, to others, to think about how you would have them do to you? So let's pray for the life of the church, for our world and its needs, and the places where what we've read in our first reading is very much a reality. And let's pray for ourselves, for our tasks today, and the people we'll meet. Jesus, this morning I pray from the comfort of a room where I do not need to be afraid about bombs, about my life. And that's not the case in places like Palestine, in Ukraine, in many other places, where the kind of words we read, horrific words of civil unrest, of war, is a reality. And this morning we just want to join ourselves with the prayers of Christians around the world, taking your words, as it says this morning, ask and you will receive, knock and the door will be opened, search and you will find. Lord, we ask for all those living in those places that have a personal relationship with you, that you will strengthen them, that there will be people of peace, that they will be like that lady who responded to a call to do a difference in the community and created an order, who looked after the poor, that there will be those energy in those places, people able to create, even if it's a small area, of peace, of safety, of care, of health. We ask to renew the strength of all the doctors and the nurses in this area of Gaza, the hospital that had to be evacuated, all the sick that need assistance, the least and the last. We don't know, Lord, how much the media are biased. I was reading a story of how Israel was calling a Palestine before the bombing to ensure that everyone would be safely move away from this area. So there is much more than we can see. Lord, fill those who are in commands with a sense of compassion and care.
Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. This morning is Safeguarding Sunday, and our talk is around creating the right culture. The talk is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, and the readings are taken from Isaiah 44, verses 8 to 14, and Mark 12, verses 28 to 34. You can watch the whole service on our Facebook page, as well as our YouTube channel, both linked on our website.